Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts, that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the twelve, and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in the belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter the house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus invited the disciples to go out two by two. That means that they have to keep the mutual love. What they preach is love. If there is no mutual love, how can you preach? So Jesus, first of all, invited them, be the one who practice this mutual love. And then Jesus asked them not to bring anything to preach the gospel. We should have a simple heart, not to seek material goods. And that's one of the things that when we preach, when we go out to the world, we have only one thing, the word of the Lord and mutual love. And that's more important than anything. It's also very true, all these years of pastoral work, I witnessed many dying person being alive again. And also, the evil spirit came out from the person when we pray over them. God is working through us. What's important, we have to always to give His spirit of love, of mutual love among ourselves. And that's what Jesus expects us. Even we don't have to go out to every corner of the country, but no matter where we were, always keep this spirit of mutual love. And that's most important. So Jesus is inviting us on a daily basis to start again, always to love one another as God has loved us.